Call the committee to order. The secretary call a roll.
Rolls, McCracken,
here.
Sutton, Valesky, Whiting,
here.
Brown,
here.
Munson.
Quorum present. Since this is our first meeting, I need a motion to adopt the permanent rules that we will operate under in this committee now. So is there a motion?
So
Senator
moved.
McCracken, seconded by
second.
Senator Brown. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. We adopt the rules. Well, everybody that's here knows this committee pretty well, so there's no sense in wasting our time. We might as well start right out. And yeah, we got four. That's all we need. We got four, and as usual, you know, our meetings are recorded, so you all know that much as well. So we will get started here. We got somebody here from. Are you guys going to take the first one? Senate Bill 23 is an act to revise the rulemaking authority for group health plans. Randy, okay, let's go with it.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. Senate Bill 23 amends the rulemaking authority we have in our group health insurance chapter to add claims to it. And the reason that we're doing that is that the U.S. Department of Labor has a while back come out with some claim regulations that group health plans must follow, and we did not have the authority to go ahead and put together some regulations on the state level to be consistent with those federal requirements. So this would give us the rulemaking authority to go ahead and adopt those federal requirements, and that's really what this section of the law is rulemaking authority to match federal health insurance requirements.
Thanks, Randy. Other questions? If not,
Mr. Chairman,
Senator,
Mr. Moses, when federal regulations come out, don't they automatically become part of the process rather than having to do this?
If the federal regulations are in place and South Dakota does not have them in place, there would be no ability for us to go ahead and enforce anything on the state level. We would have to have our own regulations on the state level to get anything accomplished. The only thing that the group health plans, the health insurance companies, would have to go by is the federal stuff. There wouldn't be any corollary on the state level.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Moses.
Further questions? Thanks, Randy. Further proponents of Senate Bill 23? Further proponents? If not, are there opponents of 23? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 23. Senator Sutton.
Mr. Chairman, sorry for being late. I got held up in the hallway. Am I still allowed to ask a question? Okay.
Go ahead, this first.
I just had a question on I don't know, maybe sure. Somebody already asked it, and that's why I apologize.
Free.
On the rulemaking authority on the ERISA plans and things like that, is this mandated by federal, Randy, that states have to do this? I mean, do states have to be consistent in this? I mean,
No, we could have an inconsistent standard, but it would have obviously caused a lot of difficulty for industry if we had one set of standards on the state level and a different set of standards on the federal level. So this would just basically enable us to go ahead and adopt those federal U.S. Department of Labor rules, so to get consistent with what the federal requirements were.
So it's not mandated in federal law that we do this?
No.
Okay.
It's just to get, our purpose is to gain consistency.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments or action on Senate Bill 23? At that stage where we can do something.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would move the Senate Bill 23 do pass as presented.
Okay. Is there a do pass or a second?
Second
by Senator Brown. Any comments on those motion? That motion? Not all in favor of Senate Bill 23 going to the floor with a do pass, will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
No. McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Okay, Senate Bill will go to the floor with a do pass. Let's go to Senate Bill 24. an act to continue to allow investigative materials to be confidential during the investigative phase and to allow the material to be obtained by parties to a complaint after a probable cause determination is made.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Ray Falk. I'm the Acting Director of the Division of Human Rights. I'm here to introduce Senate Bill 24. Senate Bill 24 removes the sunset clause from SDCL 2013-32.1. SDCL 2013-32.1 was enacted 2 years ago. It provides that information and materials obtained during an investigation by the division are confidential before a probable cause determination is issued, and allows the division to disclose all investigative materials to both parties after the issuance of a probable cause determination upon receipt of a written request and payment of copying costs. Before the enactment of SDCL 2013-32.1, SDCL 127-28-32 was controlling, and this prevented the division from treating both parties the same after a probable cause determination was issued by requiring the charging party to obtain authorization from the respondent to obtain information from the division's investigatory materials. This was in opposition to the division's purpose to provide equal opportunity to all citizens in the state. The purpose of SDCL 2013-32.1 is to provide both parties equal access to the division's investigatory materials at the conclusion of an investigation after a probable cause determination is issued. SDCL 2013-32.1 included a sunset clause at the request of the governor to allow time to determine if this statute had any potential for misuse. In the 18 months since the statute was enacted, the division has not experienced any misuse of the statute. Since the statute was enacted, the division has issued 19 probable cause determinations. One charging party and one respondent requested copies of the investigatory materials after the determination was issued. We had no problem with that. I'm asking for your support for House Bill 24. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Do you have any questions?
Are there questions, Ray? Any questions? Not. Thank you very much. Further proponents of Senate Bill 24. Further proponents. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 24? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 24. Senator Valeska. Senator Valesky moved to pass, or second?
Aye.
Second by Senator Whiting. Are there comments on that motion? If not, all in favor of Senate Bill 24 going to the floor of the due pass will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Secretary, call a roll.
Fogle?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 24 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Move consent by Senator Valesky. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Brown. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. We'll go to the floor of consent. Senate Bill 25 is an act to place a maximum fee for certain initial public offerings of securities.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gail Shepik. I'm Director of Securities. Senate Bill 25, I bring it to you today, is really, it's an economic development bill, in my opinion. The way the law is now, if you have a public offering and register with our office, the fee is unending. In other words, you're charged for the total amount offered in South Dakota. Now, most public offerings are out-of-state offerings. So we don't have a lot of public offerings in South Dakota. So what people do is let's say they have a $23 million offering, well, they think, well, we'll only sell $1 million in South Dakota, so they'll only register $1 million and it'll cost them about $1,000. And so most of our out-of-state offerings, you know, we collect less than $2,000 on them, but they sell interstate. The problem is that we have a lot of in-state offerings now, like ethanol plants. They'll be $23 million, and they want to sell to everybody in South Dakota because they'll have producer agreements. Farmers have to sign these agreements to sell corn in these ethanol plants. So you have a $23 million ethanol plant in South Dakota. It's going to cost them $17,000-something bucks to get through up my office. And by the time they pay legal fees to get the documents drafted that meet security specifications, they're in a lot of money. And the thing is that what this bill will do is it will say that basically we will not charge you more than $2,000 no matter what your offering is in South Dakota. I realize it's a tough time with the budget crunch we're under this year, but this will not really have any major effect on how much money's going in the general fund. We only bring in about $50,000 a year off of this one fee. And over about a 30-month period, I figure we probably would have lost $30,000 if that cap would have been in place. But my theory is that more out-of-state people will pay the $2,000 fee up front rather than to try to track how much they want to sell in South Dakota. It's going to be much easier for them just to pay $2,000 and sell whatever they want. And we'll protect our in-state businesses, our startup people who haven't even poured cement yet from these high fees. And I think it's just something that it's personal to me. I think we need to help people get started. It's tough enough, you know, starting a new business, let alone pay these kinds of fees to get started. And I think in the long run, South Dakota is going to benefit. It's not going to hurt the general fund. I think that in the long term, the general fund it will actually increase.
Is there questions of Gail? If not, thank you very much, Gail. Appreciate it. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 25? Further proponents? Are there opponents of Senate Bill 25? Go ahead, Senator.
Can you tell me approximately how last year, for example, approximately how many issuances there were in South Dakota?
Oh, I would say that maybe five or six.
Only 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. It's not a, like I said, we don't have a lot of initial public offerings in South Dakota, but when we do, it really stings them. So it's, you know, if we had lots of them and it generated a lot of income, you know, maybe it'd be a different story, but it really doesn't. But when it, for example, just recently Great Plains Ethanol, for example, had to pay $17,000-something, plus they had to pay $5,000-something at the federal level, plus they had to pay Secretary of State fees just to come to market. I mean, they haven't even started their business yet. Just had another ethanol plant. Their fee was $7,000, and that's only for a partial offering. And, I mean, their fee is going to be $10,000 if they end up selling what they want to sell. And to me, it's just not worth it. It's not worth when businessmen sit around and think about putting together a deal, and they all want to, 10 people want to throw in $2,000 a piece, and you've got $20,000 in the pot, 17 of it's going to go to my office. You know, you've got to think twice before you try to put together these deals. And even on the small deals, it's expensive. So, in my opinion, I mean, overall, I mean, we have a $23 million income. This is not going to affect the state budget, but it will help small businesses get started.
Further questions? Ask for opponents, there being none. We'll close it to committee discussion or committee action of Senate Bill 25. Senator Valesky moved to do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 25 go on the floor with a do pass will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Hello?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Molesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 25 will go to the floor with a due pass. Senator Whiting moved to consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Molesky. All in favor of consent will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. We'll go to the floor consent. Okay, let's move to Senate Bill 26. An act to authorize a civil penalty for securities violations by registered or unregistered persons or entities. Do you have...
Yes, Mr. Chairman, again...
We have an amendment we'll just pass out. It corrects some...
There is a correction on the language there. It has district court instead of circuit court and administrative fine instead of civil penalty on line 7.
Go ahead.
What this bill does, the way the law is now, the division can fine anybody that's registered $10,000 per violation per person. So that means that registered brokers can be fined, agents of the brokers can be fined, but that's it. And basically, we already have leverage over those folks. I mean, when there's a problem, you can always revoke a license, and you just have a lot of leverage to have them abide with law. But what the real problem is those folks that are out there selling prime bank instruments and fraudulent type investments, and they're very difficult to shut down. You're limited to a cease and desist order. You issue the cease and desist order, they may stop, but their neighbor continues to sell. And so what this bill does, it just moves the penalty to a general statute so that if anybody sells securities, they're subject to the fine. That's basically this bill. That's how it works.
You want to just talk about the amendment that you have, Gil? Did you mention that at all?
And I also would like to amend it because on line 7, I would like to delete the word district and insert circuit court.
On page two.
And I wanted to, on the same line on page two, delete administrative fines and insert civil penalties.
Is there a motion for the amendment?
Yes.
Amendments moved by Senator Brown, a second. Seconded by Senator Sutton. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. We have amended the bill. Okay, go ahead. Are you finished then? Is there any questions of Gail on this Senate Bill 26? Questions? If not, thank you. Are there other proponents of Senate Bill 26? Proponents. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 26? Anybody here to appear as an opponent? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 26. Is there a motion? Senator Valesky moved due pass as amended. Is there a second?
Aye.
Seconded by Senator Whiting. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 26 going to the floor, due pass as amended, will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary call the roll.
Vote.
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Molesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 26 will go to the floor with a due pass amended recommendation.
Move consent.
Move consent by Senator Whiting. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator McCracken. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. We will consent. Okay. Let's go to Senate Bill 27. Is an act to revise the requirement for review of an insurance company's actuarial data after credit unemployment rate filings. Darla.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Darla Lyon, Division of Insurance. This bill is very simple besides changing some of the terminology to more closely fit our office, changing department to division, changing commissioner to director, the bill actually it gives us discretion rather than a requirement to order a actuarial opinion that companies have to pay for every filing of rates for unemployment in credit insurance. Most often their actuarial justification is understandable and is sufficient for us to understand that the adequacy and not excessiveness of the rate. And so what this bill does is just puts discretion to when we need to get an actuarial review, we can do that. The company would have to then pay for it, but it takes away the unnecessary cost of having to do it each and every time they file. And with that, I would be happy to answer questions.
Other questions of Darla on Senate Bill 27? No, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 27? If not, are there opponents of Senate Bill 27? Any opponents? If not, we'll close Senate Bill 27 to committee discussion or committee action. Senator McCracken, move to pass. There a second? Second by Senator Brown. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 27, go on the floor with a due pass. We'll vote aye. Those opposed, we'll vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Wolf?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Molesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 27 will go to the floor with a due pass. Senator McCracken?
Consent
by Senator McCracken. Is there a second? Second by Senator Bold. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Senate Bill 27 will go to the floor, due pass consent. Okay, the final bill we have today is Senate Bill 28. It's an act to eliminate the requirement that appointed scale inspectors take an oath of office and post a performance bond.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Joe Germstead. I'm the Director of Weights and Measures. Upon hiring a new inspector, SB 28 will eliminate the requirement for the inspector to take an oath of office and post a $1,000 bond. This requirement was implemented in 1937. It was used many years ago to prevent theft by the inspector. Since this time, the program has placed a system to prevent this type of embezzlement. The inspector also must undergo a background check prior to hiring. The $1,000 bond is an added burden, and this requirement should be eliminated from the hiring process.
Are there any questions of Joe? Senator Brown.
Is the bond then the individual's responsibility or department?
It'd be the individual.
Further questions of Joe? No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 28? Are there opponents of Senate Bill 28? There being none, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 28. Senator Whiting, move due pass. There a second? Second by Senator Valesky. Is the due pass? Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 28, go on the floor with a due pass recommendation. We'll vote aye. Those opposed, we'll vote no. The Secretary call the roll.
Wolf?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 28 will go to the floor with a due pass. Sir, Senator Brown moved consent. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Valesky. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. We'll go to the floor if it's consent. You know, that's we've got time with that. We'll try to keep it floating here. We're trying to. I should have probably put more bills on. I apologize. I think we've got five bills. Is that right? Five left or six? Five.
Seven
bills. I should have probably put. I apologize for that. But we'll meet Thursday again and keep moving. But I appreciate. I know, and I really did all this movement. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, do we need the books here?
Leave the books here, please. And is there a motion to adjourn? So moved by Senator Sutton. Senator Bogue, second. All in favor, say aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you.